This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello. Welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have more reviews in mystery and suspense, including an interview with Amy McFadden and a review of her earphone-winning performance of The Chilling Mystery, You'll Never Know, Dear. We follow that with reviews in literary fiction, including a review of Earphones winner Eleanor Oliphant Is Completely Fine by Gail Hunneman, read by Kathleen McCarran. Let's get right to it. Today we are starting with our reviews in mystery and suspense, and our first review is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today in mystery and suspense is Golden Prey, a Prey novel, book 27 by John Sandford. It's an Earphones winner, read by Richard Ferrone. This audiobook is a prime example of what makes for addictive listening. Sandford moves the plot quickly through the dialogue of colorful, even maniacal characters, setting a real challenge for narrator Richard Ferrone. The 27th in the Prey series has Lucas Davenport out to prove himself in unfamiliar territory as a U.S. Marshal. Ferrone differentiates characters, including women and children, through tone and accent. He even conveys a killer speaking while toking marijuana. While Ferrone's gruff timbre is less effective for female characters, his pace is in perfect step with Sandford's nonstop action. Ellen Quint wrote that review of Golden Prey, a Prey novel, book 27 by John Sandford. It's an Earphones winner, read by Richard Ferrone, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 11 hours unabridged. Next, we have Vicious Circle, Joe Pickett, book 17 by C.J. Box. It's read by David Chandler. David Chandler continues to narrate this excellent series featuring Game Warden Joe Pickett. This is the 17th in the series, and Chandler has voiced them all to a listener's delight. Dallas Cates, whom Joe was instrumental in jailing in a previous book, is out of prison and seeking his revenge on Joe and his family. Pickett fans are in for a treat, and so is anyone new to the series. There's enough background information for the story to stand alone. Chandler is a gifted and mature voice, and the writing is tight and fast-paced. Once started, the listener will bolt to the finish, all the while rooting for the Pickett family. Catherine A. Thompson wrote that review of Vicious Circle, Joe Pickett, book 17 by C.J. Box. It's read by David Chandler, and it's available from Recorded Books for 10.25 hours unabridged. Our next review is Song of the Lion, Leaphorn, Chi, and Manuelito, book 21, by Anne Hellerman, read by Christina Delane. With this third performance, narrator Christina Delane has made the persona of Navajo policewoman Bernie Manuelito her own. Delane has mastered the measured cadence of Southwestern Native Americans and also delivers convincing renditions of Navajo terms. Fans of Hillerman's father, Tony, will be happy to hear that his most beloved characters, Jim Chi and Joe Leaphorn, live on in his daughter's books. Nonetheless, her works provide a fresh perspective as the focus shifts to Bernie. Delane's nuanced narration delineates Hillerman's characters while navigating action that ranges from urgency of a murder inquiry to the mysticism of the spirit world. Hillerman and Delane have created another engrossing audiobook that leaves listeners hoping for more. Mary O'Brien wrote that review of Song of the Lion, Leaphorn, Chi, and Manuelito, Book 21 by Ann Hillerman, read by Christina Delane. It's available from Harper Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged. Next, we have Prussian Blue, Bernie Gunther, Book 12 by Philip Carr. It's an earphones winner, read by John Lee. Bernie Gunther is a shrewd German detective in pre-war Nazi Germany. Narrator John Lee is the personification of Gunther, full of sarcasm, street smarts, and dark wit. When Gunther is forced by the Nazis to investigate the murders of Hitler's right-hand men in Austria, Lee takes listeners on Gunther's tumultuous and treacherous journey, keeping them riveted as he continually bumps heads with the Nazi opposition that is determined to stop him. Lee switches from his own British accent to a German one effortlessly, while passionately displaying the brutality of the Nazis. As Gunther interrogates Austrian suspects, Lee effectively captures the citizens' fear of the Nazi war machine. Even though the story jumps from pre- to post-war events, Lee keeps listeners on track through pacing and timing. Perfection. Bonnie J. Powell wrote that review of Prussian Blue, Bernie Gunther, Book 12 by Philip Carr. It's an earphones winner, read by John Lee, available from Penguin Audio for 18 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Magpie Murders, written by Anthony Horowitz, and earphones winner read by Alan Corjuna and Samantha Bond. Listen straight through or savor slowly? That will be your struggle, because Horowitz's delicious mystery within a mystery is, as they say, fiendishly clever and terrifically narrated. Samantha Bond begins enticingly with her husky vibrato and fully realized performance as a contemporary book editor who's been given a murder mystery manuscript. Soon, we're in the midst of that book, set in 1955 and performed by Alan Corjuna with a delightful bow toward the storytellers of old. A village busybody has fallen and broken her neck, and when her boss is murdered, a suit of armor is involved. Famous detective Atticus Pund arrives to assist the police. When the manuscript ends abruptly, our editor determines to follow the clues, a potentially lethal decision. Oh boy, oh boy. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz. It's an earphones winner, read by Alan Corjuna and Samantha Bond. It's available from Harper Audio for 15.75 hours unabridged. And here's what Alan Corjuna writes about this book. I particularly loved breathing life into Atticus Pund, world-weary yet incisive and ironic. This anglicized German reminds me of my own heritage. Okay, we will move on now to our next review in Mystery and Suspense, which is The Ultimatum, Guardian, Book 1 by Karen Robards. It's read by Julia Whalen. Think Jason Bourne, but female. Narrator Julia Whalen easily defines facets of Bianca, a.k.a. The Guardian, the best international con artist there is. Her father is presumed dead, and she's bound and determined to rescue her little half-sister from those with dangerous intentions. She stays ahead of the villains and even her nemesis, Mickey, the lead agent for another nefarious group. Whalen creates a gruff, determined voice for Mickey, who will not be deterred by Bianca's evasive moves. The listener is pulled into the suspense by characters infused with life and believability. Whether you're new to audiobooks or a veteran, Julia Whalen will not disappoint in this mighty fine story written by Karen Robards. To be continued. Arlene M. Griffin wrote that review of The Ultimatum, The Guardian, Book 1 by Karen Robards, read by Julia Whalen. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 6 hours, unabridged. Our next review is Gone Without a Trace by Mary Torgerson, read by Emily Pennant Ray. Narrator Emily Pennant Ray gives an emotional performance of this satisfying mystery. Hannah returns home from a business trip to find that everything belonging to her live-in boyfriend, Matt, is gone, and she has no way to contact him. She's shocked and can't get the question of why out of her mind, especially since there seem to be things in her home that are being tampered with while she's at work. Pennant Ray superbly depicts Hannah's mixed feelings of confusion, frustration, and anger. Her portrayals of secondary characters are equally vivid. Her performance is strongest during the confusion, frustration, and anger, and the story's climax, which at last reveals why Matt has disappeared, a compelling psychological thriller. That review by Denise Zajkowski is of Gone Without a Trace. Mary Torgerson wrote it. It's read by Emily Pennant Ray, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. We'll take a little break from our reviews, and we have this interview with narrator Amy McFadden. Narrator Amy McFadden holds degrees in both education and theater. She taught second grade for a long time, but once she decided she was done with teaching and the teaching part of her life, she decided to explore her other passion, theater. Eventually, she got into film, voiceover work, and commercials. I decided audiobook narration would be a fun thing that I would love to do, and my skill set fit pretty well for it, she says. She was right. The Earphones Award winner and four-time Audie Award finalist has already narrated more than 250 audiobook titles in an assortment of genre. McFadden talks about how she prepares for a recording. Because my roots and my training are in theater, I'm used to spending a lot of time with a script, weeks even, so I do a lot of prep work. She researches everything from pronunciation to dialect before she starts. She not only marks lines of dialogue, she also marks all the embedded stage directions, such as, "She sighed," and "I heard the disappointment in his voice." Mostly, she focuses on the author's purpose. Advice she treasures came from New York voice coach Paul Liberti. He told her, "Every single book is written to heal someone. Once you can key into what that is, it meets a need for someone, and then every single book gets elevated to an important status." When she first read You'll Never Know, Dear by Halle Efron, McFadden had two parallel but diametrically opposed reactions. First, she was struck by the underlying evil that goes through the book. The creepiness of the dolls gave her a visceral reaction, a kind of low-grade nausea and anxiety. But then, she says, you have these women, these mothers and daughters and grandmothers who are motivated by their love for their daughters and families. She was especially struck by how strongly those forces for good ran throughout the story. As well as the creepy, evil, violent through line, there's this gorgeous love. These women are motivated against all hope, against all odds, by the need to unite family. One of McFadden's favorite series to record is Camilla Monk's Spotless series. The main character is a dorky heroine who loves romance novels but cannot for the life of her lose her virginity. She says, "The author's sense of humor is my sense of humor. The beginning of each chapter is a parody of a romance novel, which is really just hilarious." She recently recorded probably the most beautiful book I've ever narrated, All Those Things We Never Said by Mark Levy. It's subtly funny and also just gorgeous, about a father's love for his child. She also just recorded a new urban fantasy whose main character has a PhD in preternatural biology. It's entitled The Marnie Baranuik Files by A.J. Alto. Finally, McFadden says, "I'm really excited to be part of this particular genre of acting. The entire audiobook community, the publishers, my fellow narrators, the engineers, everyone is so supportive and helpful and gracious." That interview was conducted by yours truly, Sandy Henschel. And here's a review of You'll Never Know, Dear by Hallie Efron and Earphones winner read by Amy McFadden. Hallie Efron has achieved a riveting suspense novel, and Amy McFadden's narration is compelling. 40 years ago, Lise and Janie were playing outside when Lise ran after a puppy, leaving 4-year-old Janie alone. When she returned, Janie and her one-of-a-kind porcelain doll were gone. On the anniversary of Janie's disappearance, their mother places a photo of Janie's doll in the newspaper, offering a substantial reward for clues to Janie's whereabouts. When the doll is returned, McFadden ramps up the tension with completely credible characters, including Janie's mother, Miss Sorrell, a doll maker, daughter Lise, who blames herself for Janie's disappearance, Lise's daughter, Vanessa, her next-door neighbor, Evelyn, and the slightly sketchy woman who's after the reward. McFadden handles plot twists and coincidences with understated intensity, making this a must-listen. That review by Sandy Henschel, that would be me, of You'll Never Know, Dear, by Hallie Efron, and Earphones winner read by Amy McFadden. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. All right, we will leave our mysteries and suspense for just a moment and move into the reviews in fiction. And our first review is The Great Passage. It's by Sheehan Muira and Juliet Winters. It's by Sheehan Muira. Juliet Winters Carpenter is the translator, and it's read by Brian Nishi. And it's an Earphones winner. Brian Nishi is the perfect narrator for this audiobook about the making of a definitive Japanese dictionary called The Great Passage. The book's translation, combined with Nishi's narration, make the story sound and feel Japanese. There's a subtle choppiness, and certain word choices and phrases aren't what native English people would say, and it's all entirely fitting and charming. Nishi smoothly reads the Japanese names and words as Mitsuo Majimi begins his journey with the dictionary as a young man, discovering the joy of being consumed by one's work. The explanations of Japanese word definitions and the inner workings of Japanese business relationships come through beautifully, making this a unique and fascinating listen. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of The Great Passage. It's by Sheehan Muira. Juliet Winters Carpenter is the translator, and it's read by Brian Nishi, an Earphones winner. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 7 hours, unabridged. Our next review is The Leavers by Lisa Coe. It's read by Emily Wu Zeller. Lisa Coe's debut novel is getting a lot of positive attention, and Emily Wu Zeller's performance of the audiobook does justice to the text. Zeller maintains emotional engagement throughout the story of Deming, a boy whose mother, a Chinese immigrant, mysteriously disappears when he is only 11, leaving him to be adopted by a white couple. Zeller's performance sometimes becomes too dramatic. There are moments when a more understated delivery and a more measured pace would be easier to absorb. That said, the audiobook is a solid listen, thanks to Zeller's consistent portrayals of the complex characters. The Leavers is worth sticking around for. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of The Leavers by Lisa Coe, read by Emily Wu Zeller. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 15 hours, unabridged. Next we have Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. It's written by Gail Hunneman, and it's read by Kathleen McCarran. It's an Earphones winner. The quintessential square peg, Eleanor Oliphant, is intelligent and efficient in her daily work at an office in Scotland, but at a loss when it comes to human relationships. Narrator Kathleen McCarran's articulated British accent and studied pacing lend weight to Eleanor's apparent alienation from the world and her immediate charm to listeners. Whether considered internally or voiced aloud, Eleanor's observations of human behavior are astute, though often misguided, and McCarran's earnest portrayal captures her contradictions wonderfully. The humor is important because tragedy underlies Eleanor's story. While supporting characters are well-defined with distinct voices and accent, McCarran especially shines in setting the story's emotional tone. As they begin to appear, empathetic characters offer surprising, consistent warmth in contrast to Eleanor's expectations and experiences. Andrea Smith wrote that review of Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. It's by Gail Hunneman, read by Kathleen McCarran, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Penguin Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in literary fiction is To the Islands. It's written by Randolph Stowe, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Humphrey Bauer. Humphrey Bauer is a narrator who could read the phone book and keep listeners enthralled. Performing Randolph Stowe's 1958 novel, he is absolutely spellbinding. Stowe reveals a shameful period in Australian history when its policy toward its Aboriginal population was unabashedly racist. An aging Harriet is a chaplain of an Anglican mission in a remote part of Western Australia. Sent there to improve the Aborigines, Harriet has lost his faith. He believes he has killed the men and so exiles himself to the wilderness. Bauer excels not only in delineating Harriet's flaws, but also in chronicling Stowe's interpretation of the historical, political, and social issues of the time. Bauer's remarkable skills make us feel Harriet's alienation and isolation, as well as the emotional ambivalence of the native peoples. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of To the Islands by Randolph Stowe, an Earphones winner, read by Humphrey Bauer. It's available from Belinda Audio for 7.25 hours, unabridged. Next, we have On Turpentine Lane by Eleanor Lipman. It's read by Mia Barron. So what if Faith Frankel's fiancé has turned out to be a dud? Her new house may have once been the scene of multiple murders, and her boss has wrongly accused her of embezzling. Her friends and handsome co-worker are there to see her through. Narrator Mia Barron's spot-on timing brings out the best of smart dialogue and understated humor in this story of contemporary life for the 30-something crowd. Barron's consistent voice serves as guideposts, making sure listeners always know which character is speaking Whether it's the town police detective who needs to search Faith's basement for bloodstains, or Faith's retired father who suddenly decides he's an artist. Barron's delivery of quirky characters and multiple plot lines contribute to this entertaining audiobook. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of On Turpentine Lane by Eleanor Lipman, read by Mia Barron. It's available from Dreamscape for 9.25 hours. Unabridged. Our final review today is 2017 Audie's winner, Sister of Mine, by Sabra Waldvogel, read by Bonnie Turpin. Narrator Bonnie Turpin dramatizes the emotions of two sisters, one born a slave, the other born free. Through Turpin's spellbinding skill in vocal modulation and accents, these first-person accounts come alive, especially the harrowing experience of the slave sister, who still manages to find love and forgiveness in the end. Turpin puts listeners front and center as if they're witnessing every character exchange. The emotional roller coaster of the sister born a slave contrasts pointedly with the socially dictated helplessness of the sister who was born free. Together, author and narrator spin a story that rivals an epic movie. Barbara T. Davis wrote that review of Sister of Mine by Sabra Waldvogel. It's read by Bonnie Turpin, available from Brilliance Audio for 17.5 hours of listening unabridged. And as I said, Sister of Mine was a 2017 Audie's winner. That's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have Francesca Goldsmith's feature, Audiobooks and Literacy. This time she focuses on inclusivity in children's books and audiobooks. Then we'll continue our reviews in literary fiction, including a review of The Stars Are Fire by Anita Shreve, read by Susan Elise Freeman, and The Ministry of Utmost Happiness, an Earphones winner, written and read by Arundhati Roy. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.